The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Eastern, I'm Vonnie Quinn along with Kathleen Hayes. You're listening to The Hayes Advantage. Tesla making news once more. It feels like it hasn't been out of the news in the last few weeks. Announcing it'll be tripling the number of its supercharger stations by the end of June. That's almost this month. It'll be tripling the number of its supercharger stations and expanding the program, which will allow Tesla drivers to go from Los Angeles to New York no problem. Tesla stock broke $100 earlier this week, and in fact right now it is at $102.38, and that is even down 2.4% on the day, or $2.52, up more than 200% year to date. So what's next, along with this compact SUV just being announced? We'll ask Andrea James of Dougherty & Company. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
Hi there, thanks for having me on.
How significant is the announcement of this new vehicle, a compact SUV?
You know, it's just a further expansion of Tesla's product category. So they started with the Roadster, which was a two-seat sports car, cost more than $100,000. Then they moved a little bit down market with the Model S platform, which is the S and the X. It's a sedan and an SUV at about an $80,000 price point. And then they're moving more down market with a sedan, the Gen 3 sedan, plus another SUV that'll be a little bit more affordable to a younger generation of folks.
And what's the price of that one?
The next one should be about half the price of the Model S, so about $40,000 each.
Yeah, that's starting to get there. So, but and of course, they can make all the beautiful cars and drop the price. And one of the challenges is still to expand the network of the charging stations. And of course, Tesla is working on doing that too. But can Tesla and other electric car makers do this on their own? Will we have to have yet another sort of big government infrastructure program to do this?
Really interesting thing what Tesla's doing, because the Department of Energy a few years ago said we're going to invest in public charging stations, and the electric vehicle industry standardized the charger that you could, the plug, any car could pull up to a public charging station and plug in. Tesla's charging stations are proprietary to Tesla vehicles. So if you have a Tesla vehicle, you'll have an adapter so you can go to any charging station to fill up. But if it's a Tesla charging station, not any vehicle can drive up and fill up. What that allows Tesla to do, I mean, it just kind of solidifies their lead in electric vehicle and in electric charging. That's what they're doing there. And they're also increasing the value proposition of the vehicle by saying, look, you drive across the country, there's zero incremental cost of fuel because you can stop at our charging stations and fill up for free.
Well, apart from that one New York Times review, which seemed to really, cause the cause some ructions for Tesla and for the executives, it's really got great reviews elsewhere, right? Even Consumer Reports is saying it's a fantastic vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. Consumer Reports says it's a fantastic vehicle. The New York Times review was basically he didn't charge it far enough and drove the car to exhaustion until it finally it couldn't drive anymore. There was no more charge left. But you have lots of warnings in the vehicle before that happens.
Well, it was a little bit more complicated, just to nuance. We won't go into the details, but it wasn't just that he, drove it to the edge of its... he couldn't find stations, and when he did find stations, it didn't charge as much as he thought overnight, etc. It was a little bit more nuanced, right?
Well, we don't want to go back into it, but basically, no. He charged it to go 30 miles and then drove 60 and ran out at 60 miles is basically what happened.
Well, let's talk about something that is not nuanced at all, and that's the share price. Where is it going? Tesla, all of a sudden, it was there, it was doing pretty well. Now, it seems very hot. Tesla's the big story, one of the big stocks, right? Where is the share price in terms of the trajectory of what it can achieve and will achieve?
Valuation, especially on these forward-looking companies, is that the valuation itself is forward-looking. So Tesla's not trading on what they're going to do in 2013. They're not trading on what they're going to do in 2014. They're trading what they're going to do a few years out. And that's always sort of been true for Tesla, right? Back in 2010, 2011, the stock was trading on what it could do, this company could do in 2013, 2014. So people are kind of looking to the next generation of vehicle, and that's why Elon Musk has to talk about that next generation of vehicle now, because the stock is pricing in what Tesla can do after the Model S. They've proven one car, now it's time to get on to the next car. So that's what the stock is doing. And so we've sort of had a valuation reset on Tesla. Okay, we got 2013 pretty much behind us in Wall Street's eyes. It's locked in. People kind of figure they know what's going to happen in 2013. Let's start looking at the next five-year horizon.
And you're looking for $120 to $180?
Yeah, that's about right on where I think. So basically what you say is, okay, how much money can they make on the Model S platform? Well, eventually they can do about $2 in cash EPS per share on that. How much money can they make on the Gen 3 platform if they get 2% market share in their in that target market? I say they can make about $4 in EPS cash, non-GAAP EPS per share. So you add those together, you get $6 in EPS. You put a 20 to 30 multiple on that, and you get 120 to 180. I think in the next, say, 18 to 24 months, you're going to have maybe a $200 stock. If Tesla can
$200 stock in 18 to 24 months?
If Tesla can continue to execute on its next vehicle programs, I think the stock will continue to climb. And it's not a crazy valuation if, as long as Tesla can prove that, you know, they can they can do this next mass market car. Well, the factory itself can do about $2 billion in net income. If they max out the factory, they have this wonderful factory. If they max out the factory, they can do about $15 in earnings per share on the vehicles sold at that factory.
And Andrea, how many would these be, these sales, if you're saying 2% of the market? What would that be?
Yeah, so this is my estimates, and some of it's based on data from IHS Global Insight, but basically, what you're saying is the total addressable market for the Model S platform is 2 million vehicles. So if Tesla gets 1% market share, that's 20,000 vehicles a year. 2% market share is 40,000 vehicles a year. On the Gen 3 platform, which is a $40,000 car, you say the total addressable market is about 10 million annual vehicles sold per year. So 2% of that would be 200,000 vehicles.
Okay. Well, and I suppose we should give disclosures. Dougherty, have any position in Tesla?
We don't. We're an independent analyst. We don't do banking business with them. I don't own it personally, and our firm just makes a market on the stock, but doesn't hold it, you know, as an investment.
Okay. Andrea James, we're going to be tweeting that out. 18 to 24 months, Tesla shares could hit $200. Thank you so much for joining us today. I was just thinking maybe someday I could buy one. I think that's what we'll do. We'll buy the stock.
You have to wait until the program ends before you go.
2 years, we can buy Teslas. Cash. Okay. Arts Entertainment in Focus. We're going to start with a look at the French Open. And yes, we are going there. Well, at least over the radio waves. That's next.
The Hayes Advantage. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.